With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. And we have breaking news out of Israel, where the country's security cabinet has just put its stamp of approval on the ceasefire hostage release deal with Hamas. That is a major hurdle cleared, but it's not a done deal just yet. The agreement now goes to the full cabinet for its consideration. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office says that if the deal does win final approval, after 15 months of war, the ceasefire could start Sunday with the first batch of hostages released. Getting underway on Capitol Hill this morning, a Senate confirmation hearing for another of President-elect Trump's cabinet nominees. This time it's Kristi Noem, the two-term South Dakota governor, Mr. Trump's choice to lead the Department of Homeland Security. And a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee says it appears that Senator Marco Rubio is a shoo-in for Secretary of State.
Senator Steve Daines of Montana tells the Salem Radio Network,
"I don't think there's a better nominee that President Trump could have picked for Secretary of State."
So qualified, Daines says, he deserves and will likely get bipartisan support.
I think he's going to have most Democrats supporting him.
Daines says in addition to the knowledge Rubio has gained from 12 years on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee,
he's got moral clarity where it really, really matters in places like Israel, Iran.
Rubio expected to play a key role in President Trump's pledge to rebuild respect for the U.S. abroad. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, President Biden wielding his pardon pen yet again.
On his final Friday in office, President Biden is commuting the sentences of nearly 2,500 people convicted of nonviolent drug charges. In a White House statement, Biden says he's seeking to undo disproportionately long sentences compared to what they would have received under current law. The action gives Biden the presidential record for the most individual pardons and commutations, including his son Hunter.
And that's correspondent Jennifer King on Wall Street. The Dow futures up 233. This is SRN News. The latest numbers on persecution of Christians are disturbing.
Open Doors U.S. has produced its annual report, and it concludes that more than 380 million believers suffer high levels of persecution for their faith, and tens of millions more see their religious freedom restricted in lesser ways. That means one in seven Christians around the globe is persecuted, including one in five in Africa and two in five in Asia. Muslim radicals, the primary culprits, though India has a problem with radical Hindus, and communism is a problem elsewhere. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court is considering whether a legislative committee's rejection of an agency rule it would ban the practice of conversion therapy for gay people is unconstitutional. The challenge comes amid the national battle over the LGBT agenda. It's also part of a broader effort by the Democratic governor, who has vetoed numerous Republican bills to frustrate the efforts of the GOP-controlled legislature. This is SRN News. Speaker Mike Johnson expected to choose Representative Rick Crawford of Arkansas as the next chair of the House Intelligence Committee.
Johnson on Wednesday removed former Chair Mike Turner of Ohio in a move that stunned even some Republicans on the panel. Now he has told people that he intends to replace him with Crawford, a low-key veteran of the Intel panel. Crawford is the most senior Republican on the committee and viewed as a less hawkish pick than Turner. Crawford also is the only intelligence panel member left who ran for the top spot after Trump loyalist Devin Nunes resigned in 2022. Turner tried to repair some of the bipartisan ties on the panel when he took over. But Turner enraged conservatives over the chaotic reauthorization of a sweeping surveillance bill last year. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Recapping the hour's top story, Israel's security cabinet has given its blessing to the ceasefire hostage release deal with Hamas in Gaza. It is a major hurdle, but it's not a done deal yet. The agreement now goes to the full cabinet for its consideration. More details, SRNNews.com.